Minister, the nationalist people of the North in particular look to the Irish government, as you know, to the Taoiseach, to this chamber and the Dáil, to protect and defend their national, human and civil rights, and none more so than the thousands of people whose rights, including the right to life, have been trampled over by successive British governments. Hundreds of nationalists and Catholics were killed as a result of collusion by the British government's armed forces and loyalist paramilitary groups. Thousands of confidential files were handed over to loyalists by various intelligence agencies of the British government. Directly and through loyalist proxies, the British government could be responsible for approximately one-third of all deaths in the conflict. This report, the Greenwich Report, deals with the British government's armed forces colluding with loyalists to kill 19 people, including Councillor Addie Fullerton, a Sinn Féin councillor in Donegal, and Councillor Bernard O'Hagan, a Sinn Féin councillor in South Derry. This report follows other official reports into collusion, including the Oireachtas report into the Dublin and Monaghan bombings, which was described as state-sponsored terrorism. Stalker and Sampson investigations, the three inquiries carried out by Lord Stevens, the former Commissioner of the London Met, Justice Corrie's report and the De Silva report. The British Prime Minister David Cameron apologised to the family of the murdered human rights lawyer Pat Finucane for collusion in his murder. And you'll know, Minister, that this House recently unanimously passed a motion calling for a full public inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane. Relatives organisations like Relatives for Justice and the Pat Finucane Centre published reports into collusion, including the collusion in 1919 and 1984 loyalist paramilitary murders in Northern Ireland and the book Lethal Allies, British Collusion in Ireland by Anne Cadwalader. All of these reports demonstrate clearly that there is an irrefutable paper trail of collusion leading to the front door of No. 10 Downing Street. And what is the British government's response to this overwhelming evidence? A proposed amnesty, a pardon, if you will, Minister, for all those involved in collusion. So the Irish government must ensure that this doesn't happen by its supportive actions for the relatives of those killed through collusion and support for the Stormont House Agreement, and by lobbying governments and human rights organisations across the world. The British government should abandon its amnesty plan, stop running away from the truth and implement the all-party agreed Stormont House Legacy Agreement, which is an independent process and is human rights compliant and can deliver what the families seek. That is the truth. I want to finish on this, Minister, before you address it. And that is to just say that next week marks the 30th anniversary of the awful massacre at the Sean Graham Bookies on the Armour Road. I raised that incident in this house last year, and I know families will gather, as they always do, to recite a rosary and lay flowers at the Bookies. Those families are expecting a further report from the Police Ombudsman, which I have no doubt in its breadth and in its depth will go even further in highlighting the just the real stark level of murderous collusion that existed between loyalist paramilitary gunmen and the British government. So it is important that the community in the North hear responses from the Irish government. As I've said in my opening remarks to Minister, I think it's crucial that the Irish government's voice on this issue is heard on the international stage, continues to be heard on the international stage, and I note and commend your work on this up till now. But this is where we are at. It seems now you can't go a week without another Ombudsman's report or another case in the Belfast High Court where families are unfortunately being forced to take the British government to court because of the lack of truth and justice. So this is having a traumatic impact. So people are looking to the Irish government to lead and to take actions, and I look forward to hearing you, Minister, outline what actions you propose to take in relation to the Greenwich report. Gairm Wigan.
Thank you, Senator, and I now turn to the Minister.
Our son a realtish ta asar and van sho in yov on disporok sho a ragart agus balam of wicus go all as channel dor donald osrode gor hug she as me mean to doing and sho in yov modulation over talk with sho. The Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland, Mary Anderson, last month published a report concerning the RUC's handling of paramilitary attacks carried out by the UDA UFF between 89 and 93, which resulted in 19 murders and multiple attempted murders. The report, as the Deputy well knows, has identified collusive behaviours and raised significant concerns about police conduct during this time. Ms Anderson held the concerns of the that the concerns on the part of the families of those killed regarding collusive activity were legitimate and justified, citing a range of factors including intelligence and surveillance failings, the failure to warn people about threats to their lives, the passing of information by members of the security forces to paramilitaries, the deliberate destruction of files relating to informants, and the passive turning a blind eye to apparent criminal activity. It is undoubtedly a significant report, and the government will study its findings carefully. It is, of course, a deeply impactful moment for those families whose loved ones were killed in these acts of violence. Our thoughts, of course, must be first and foremost with those families as they read and process the findings. The report does, however, serve to highlight the vital work of the Office of Police Ombudsman as an independent system for the handling of complaints about the conduct of police officers. This is a work of great sensitivity and importance that is essential in order for society to have confidence in policing and the rule of law into the future. Those families who are impacted by the report, and each and every family that lost somebody in the Troubles, deserves to know the truth about what happened to their loved one, to have access to effective investigations and to a process of justice, regardless of the perpetrator. So addressing the legacy of the conflict on the island, of course, is a complex and sensitive task. But in 2014, the two governments and the parties reached an agreement that mapped out a fair and balanced framework designed to do so, and that would see the establishment of a historical investigations unit, an independent commission for information recovery, and an oral history archive. The Stormont House Agreement was based on the fundamental principles of facilitating the pursuit of justice, upholding the rule of law, meeting the legitimate needs of victims and survivors, and fulfilling our shared human rights obligations. We've been working for the implementation of that agreement, for families who need to see a system in place and a clear road that they can take to access truth and justice. Progress is essential, and too much time has passed. The UK Government, as the Senator knows, have put forward proposals, including a statute limitation, that constitute a significant departure from that agreement which they entered into. We have made it clear this is not something that we can support. We're totally opposed to it. And the proposals themselves have faced strong and almost universal opposition from victims, civil society and every political party. We've cautioned the British Government strongly against any unilateral action in this space. We're ready to engage to find a collective and agreed way forward, but it must be one based on access to justice, rule of law, and one that has the needs of victims and survivors at heart.
Thank you, Minister. And Senator, you have 1 minute to respond.
Go mhaith gur arís agus gom buíochas leis an aire as an freagair cimseach atá sé in a thuairstúin agus admhaíonn sé go bhfuil an réal discoil staidir a dhéanú ar an áir seo agus tuigim go mbeidh an staidir sin de dhí. Minister, I appreciate your comprehensive response at this stage, and while I appreciate your department may well need the time to absorb the full ramifications of this report, I do believe it is something that needs addressed, because there are no hierarchy of victims, and there shouldn't be a hierarchy of victims. And all of these killings, as you have said, impact deeply on the victims' families and indeed the survivors who were attacked or whose information was passed on for them to be attacked. But this has a slightly different edge in the sense that in this report, you're dealing with British intelligence agencies handing over intelligence relating to an elected representative in this jurisdiction, who was then subsequently murdered by a UDA gang who crossed the border and came into this jurisdiction to murder him. So I appreciate that the Minister has laid out his response at this stage, Lasky Hurlock. I do look forward to engaging with them as they study this report and in terms of laying out what actions specifically they plan on taking, because I know that's what the families expect and want to hear as well. So
thank you, Senator. And the concluding response to the Minister.
And again, to thank Senator O'Donnell for his remarks. They're noted and well noted. The position of the government, though, is clear and consistent. No matter where you're from, no matter whether the shot was fired by a state actor or a non-state actor, everyone deserves access to justice. Every family deserves the truth of what happened to their loved one. And the truth cannot be hidden away or written off as something that happened too long ago. Minister Coveney has underlined in his regular contacts with the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, that we must make progress on this issue, and the approach that must be collectively agreed between the two governments and the political parties. The Taoiseach has conveyed this message directly to Prime Minister Johnson, and indeed in my bilateral engagements this week, I will also be making that point as well. And I can assure the Cathaoirleach and the Seanadóirí an Seo an Eoghlaigh that the government will continue to engage with the British government on this to pursue all possible avenues until a resolution is found. And again, as the Senator has rightly said, there is no hierarchy of victims, but just specifically in the case of Councillor Fullerton, who was obviously murdered in this jurisdiction, It is a matter of regret that no person has been convicted of this brutal murder. We have no statute of limitations in respect of crimes of that nature, and the Garda investigation remains open and active. And any new information from any quarter will be pursued fully by An Garda Síochána, and any other crimes of that nature in this jurisdiction are not and never will be subject to a statute of limitations.